The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We're going to be talking about do not, under any circumstance, I mean ever, in your life, pursue a man. Never, ever chase a man. And some of you may be thinking, yes, a no-brainer. I'm going to break it down for you. Here is why I don't believe that a woman should make the first move. Contrary to popular belief, I don't think the woman should make the first move. I don't think a woman should hunt, pursue, chase a man. And here's the number one reason why. If you were to chase a guy, make the first move, shoot your shot, whatever you want to call it, you're the one approaching this person saying, let's make it happen. And by the way, I have done a video on how to shoot your shot. And so this does not contradict what I said in the video, because there's a difference between making yourself available, making yourself accessible, and actually shooting your shot. Going on Instagram and liking a few photos is not you shooting your shot. That's you saying, hello, hi, it's me, and trying to get that person's attention, okay? It's also the same as putting yourself in a vicinity of men, and it's also the same as going on dating apps, which is, in my opinion, not you shooting your shot or pursuing a man. You're just making yourself available. So I am not against that, and do not misconstrue what I am saying. There's a difference between making yourself accessible, available, and actually making the first move. If you're making yourself available at a bar, let's say you're hanging out by the bar, you're looking good, you're looking cute or whatever, that's a difference between you actually going up to a guy that you like than you sitting there and waiting for a guy to come to you. I'll just say for me, for instance, I'm on Hinge, yeah? And if you know how Hinge works, you obviously like, you swipe, you like, you see who you like or whatever. But there's also a like section on the Hinge app. And in that section is the people that have liked you. I don't actually go on the main page and swipe and like anyone. I choose from the people that like me and I like them back. Okay, so that's one of the ways I've put myself out there, yes, but at the same time, I'm not the one making the first move. This is the number one reason why you should not make the first move, and the number one reason why you should not pursue a man. Because even if you get the guy, even if you get his attention, even if you get his interest, you will actually never know if he would have chosen you if you didn't. You will actually never know what he really wanted to do. This is a quick example, okay? You know, sometimes you're out and you're vibing with someone, like girl, guy, whatever, you're out, you're vibing with someone, and everyone's like, oh, we should share Instagrams. Awkward. We should share Instagram. Hey, what's your Instagram? I always feel really uncomfortable when someone's like, hey, what's your Instagram? Because it almost feels like I'm obliged to follow them back. And so let's say in the rare instances where I do follow someone back, I sometimes will scroll past their content because I didn't actively choose you. I didn't actively want to add you. I kind of feel pressured into accepting your request. It's kind of the same with guys. And a lot of guys, they don't necessarily like to reject girls, especially not in person, okay? So he's not necessarily gonna say, actually, no. Some guys may, but most guys aren't gonna say no. So you're actually never really gonna know if this guy would have approached you if you didn't approach him. And I don't know about you guys, but I believe that men are hunters. Men go after what they want. They are the pursuers in this. And whether you like it or not, whether you're like, well, we gotta mix it up, it's 2021, that's old school, blah, blah, blah. It isn't a man's DNA to go after what he wants. I was actually speaking to my friend the other day, and he was basically telling me that he went after what he wanted in the relationship with a girl. It didn't work out, but he's so happy that he went after what he wanted. Men rarely settle because they are always the ones choosing someone, okay? And so I say that to say, is it a man's DNA to hunt? Is it a man's DNA to approach? Is it a man's DNA to actually pursue someone? So that was me talking about in the initial stages of meeting someone. I don't think you should be the one to be like, oh, hey, boys. Hey, so, like, what? Like, I feel like the most feminine thing that you can do is play your position, put yourself out there. But you're not the one to first go and approach the person. Like I said, men are hunters and men go after what they want. If you approach a man first, you will never ever know if that's what he wanted to do. So you kind of take away his power, you take away his masculinity, you take away his ability to be the one to pursue, to make the first move, when you make the first move, okay? So that's me talking about the initial attraction, okay? Let's say he made the first move, yeah? The same thing applies. There's a lot of times when we can start talking to someone and they may have chased you or pursued you all the time, and then all of a sudden you find yourself reversing and chasing them, and it kind of gets like a weird little situation. A guy will chase you, he pulls back, and then you're so used to him chasing you that you're like, hold on a second, what's going on here? And you start chasing him back, and then it becomes a woman then pursuing a relationship with a man. Let's say you guys are in a talking stage. You guys are talking to each other, getting to know each other, and he kind of pulls back. Do not chase a guy that pulls back. Do not chase a guy that is not chasing you. And I don't even like to use the word chase. I believe hunted is the correct word. You have to be pursued, okay? And what does being pursued look like? It looks like constant communication, that's calls, texts on a daily basis, that is going out on dates, Netflix and chill doesn't count, going for drinks all the time does not count, him coming to your place all the time does not count. You need to be pursued like you're the person that he wants. And that's why we talk about women being the prize. Because in that instance, a guy is supposed to win you over. And if he's not winning you over and he's acting all lackluster and casual and reserved about it, it is only normal that we will be like, okay, what's going on? Maybe I need to take it up a notch. And I feel like a lot of women always think, okay, if something's not happening, then maybe it's to do with me. Maybe I need to be the one doing it. Maybe I need to be the one texting him first in the morning. Maybe I need to be the one calling him first. Maybe I need to be the one planning dates. No, you don't. When a guy really likes you, you're not gonna have to ask him to do the bare minimum. If you have to ask a guy to do the bare minimum, cut it out. It's a wrap. And this is why it's so important that when you're dating someone that you take your time, okay? I know you like him. I know he's cute. I know he started off well. I know you guys feel like you have an amazing connection, amazing chemistry. But if you feel that way, then you should be able to take your time. You rushing it is not gonna make it go better. It's actually gonna make it worse. You actually need to be like, okay, I had a great date with this guy. I really, really, really like this person, but I'm gonna wait for him to call me first. I'm gonna wait for him to text me first. I'm gonna wait for him to plan the next day. I'm not gonna drop any hints. I'm gonna let him do what he needs to do and pursue me in this situation. If a guy's not calling you, communicating with you, texting you, wanting to know how you're doing, is concerned about your well-being, wants to know how your day's been, doesn't have to be a long conversation, but he's checking in on you, that guy is someone that actually likes you. If someone's giving you odd messages, like he doesn't text you back until 4 hours later, the next day, it's dead. Like let it go, let it die. And we need to be quick to let things go and let them die. But you also need to slow down with catching feelings. Infatuation sometimes feels like love. What will show you and what will tell you that it is truly love is time. So give the relationship time, give the situation time, let it manifest itself, let you see who he really is, because it's so easy to fall in love with the idea and the first talking stages, the first date even. More times when we're on the first date with someone, we're already planning what our children will look like, we're already planning our wedding day, we're already planning what dress we're gonna have. Slow the hell down, relax, like it's not that serious. It's not serious until he makes it serious, period. A lot of us women, we fall in love too quickly, or we fall in like too quickly. And it's really just like, why are you rushing it? What are you trying to escape? Are you trying to escape being lonely? Are you trying to escape your past? Are you trying to escape the feelings that you're feeling? Why rush things? This is why it's so important to be content in yourself and by yourself. Because when you're content in yourself, you know your worth, you know your value, you know what you have to offer. You're not selling yourself. You're actually not really promoting yourself, to be honest. You don't have to promote yourself. Think about it like this. Have you ever seen Louis Vuitton, genuine Louis Vuitton bags, a representative from Louis Vuitton on a street corner begging people to buy their bags or handing out flyers? Have you ever seen a Louis Vuitton flyer? Louis Vuitton doesn't advertise themselves unless it's in Vogue, unless it's in Grazia, luxury magazines, the magazines and publications that people will actually read, that actually have money to actually buy it. And you're not going to see them advertising on a bus. You're not going to see them handing out flyers. Why? Because faith doesn't worry and value doesn't beg. Value does not beg to be seen. Value does not beg to be seen. Value is what it is. If someone sees you as valuable, they will put in the work. If he's not putting in the work, let it go and let the infatuation go. Let the dream go, okay? A guy is constantly showing you what he thinks of you. If he's inconsistent, take it that he's not that serious. Or he's probably dating somebody else. And the first date may have been fine. First few dates may have been fine. You guys may have had an amazing connection. But all of a sudden, things have started to slow down and you're asking yourself, well, what did I do wrong? Is there anything that I could have done better? Is it me? Maybe I'm this, or maybe I'm that, maybe I'm this, whatever, whatever. Actually, no. If a guy felt the same way that you felt about those dates, you'll be hearing from him. Because you have to kind of ask yourself, what would I do? When I like someone, what do I do? If he's not doing what you would do, right? They need to like you. That's how simple it is. When I like someone, when they're calling me, I'm like, hey. I'm answering the phone straight away. I'm texting back. I'm double texting. I'm making sure that they know that I'm good. I'm making sure that they know that I'm here, I'm available, that I like them. I'm sending them compliments. I'm messaging them on Instagram. I'm sending them memes. Like, if I like you, then I'm gonna act like it. If a guy's not acting like he likes you, he probably doesn't. And we really need to allow ourselves to be hunted, okay? This is you guys' challenge, okay? And I remember I said this to one of my guy friends. I said to him, like, I just want to be hunted. Do you know what he said to me? He said, if you want to be hunted, don't be an easy catch. Hey, I almost, I was trying to act like, oh yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to be an easy catch in that. But I was like, he really said that. And that's for you too. If you want to be hunted, don't be an easy catch. Even when he's hunting you, okay? Even when he's pursuing you, don't be so readily available. Don't be so easy accessible. Like, don't make it easy. Do not make it easy. I mean, don't make it hard either, or unnecessarily hard, but don't make it easy. Don't be an easy catch. Have a life. Be busy. Be about your business. Focus on you still. When a guy comes along, don't change your focus. Focus on what you're focusing on and let him come stand beside you. Don't change your focus when somebody comes along. That's where a lot of women go wrong. And that's what I want to talk about as well. Don't put a guy before you, especially when you're dating, even when you're engaged. When you're married, maybe it's a different ballgame, but don't ever put anyone before you. Because after that guy goes ghost, or you don't hear from him, or you put all your hopes and your dreams and all your eggs in one basket, now you're feeling like broken. Now you're like, who am I? You feel lost. Why? Because you're putting this other person in front of you. Don't put anyone else before you. You're valuable. Your time is valuable. Your life is precious too. Don't put anyone before you. And going back to being hunted, right? There's a difference between being hunted and being chased. Anything that you chase will run away. You don't want to be chased, okay? You want to be hunted. You want to be pursued. A hunter will go out with an intention. I'm going to catch that deer. I'm going to catch whatever animals that they hunt for. They go out. They leave their house early in the morning. They've got their equipment. They've got their boots. They're hiking. They're searching. Oh my God. They're searching for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then when they spot it, when they spot that deer, when they spot what they're looking for, they are going after it, right? You don't have to question whether a guy likes you. You will feel it. You'll feel the pursuit. Even so much, he'd be calling you like, bro, can I get a minute? and then yeah, the second. If he's inconsistent, he's not texting you back, like if he's like got excuses every time you message him, it's dead. Let it die, let it go. And any man that won't hunt you doesn't deserve you. And I mean that in the most humblest way. Like a man that won't hunt you doesn't deserve you. He's lazy. Clearly got too many options, or so he thinks. And so men go after what they want, and if they're not going after you, it means that they don't really want you, or they're not sure, which is still the same as no. It's just got to be like yes or no, not I'm not sure. So also don't get swayed by, oh, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, but I still want to date you. Don't let any guy leave you in a gray zone. You need to know what it is, and he needs to keep it real, and he needs to keep it funky, and he needs to be allow you, if he's not sure, he should give you the grace to make a decision based on his uncertainty. If you don't know, why are you holding on to me? If you don't know, why should I wait around for you to clear up your brain? I don't agree with waiting on anybody. If you can't see me, if you can't see who I am, goodbye, or get glasses. And here's the thing about making the first move. If you make the first move, you're gonna always be making the first move. If you make the first move to approach him, you're gonna make the first move to call him. If you make the first move to call him, you're gonna make the first move to plan a date. When you go on a date, you're gonna make the first move to do a follow-up date. If you do the follow-up date, you're always going to be making the first move if you make the first move. And the problem with that is that you put a man in a feminine, submissive position, right? And then you turn around months later and you kind of ask yourself, why is this guy so passive? Why doesn't he take initiative? Why doesn't he make plans? Because you set the relationship up for you to be the one that wears the pants and he's wearing the skirt. He's wearing the dress, okay? He is the one like, okay, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? That's not alpha. That's not manly. Like, you want to be with someone that's going to take initiative, and taking initiative is like, okay, babe, get ready, 5 o'clock, we're going to the restaurant, we're going, look, like, you want to be with someone that's going to take the lead. If you start off taking the lead, you're going to always take the lead. Think about it. And let's be honest, there are some guys out there, and in the society that we're living in now, they don't mind if you take the lead. They don't mind if you make the first move. They don't mind if you propose to them first, because they want to sit back and chill. They want to be a housewife. They just want to be housewives too. Like, there's guys out here that want to be kept. Like, and they will drain you. They will drain you. Okay. A guy like that, he's never going to respect you, and you're never going to respect him. That's just not how it works. And no masculine guy is truly attracted to an aggressive woman. Men don't like aggressive women. And no matter how beautiful you look, it's not about looks. There are beautiful women that are aggressive, and it's unattractive, it's masculine, and it's repulsive. Like, honestly, especially to masculine men. Some feminine men that have more feminine energy, they don't mind you being like, ugh. Come on, God. They don't mind you making the first move, planning things, da 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 da, living in your house, eating your food. What? Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't mind that. There's a new breed of men that they're looking for women just like that. But let me let you know, ladies, that if you take the masculine role, you're going to continuously be playing that role. And one thing a lot of us need to stop doing is being understanding. Oh, he didn't call me because he had an emergency with da da da. He didn't call me because he was at work. He didn't call me because he was with his family. He didn't call me because he's so busy. Listen, I don't care how busy somebody is. They're gonna have a minute to reply your message. Honestly, think about it like this. How many guys have you got on unread, on your WhatsApp, iMessage, in your DMs? How many people have you refused to respond to? Why? Because you ain't feeling them like that. They're trying to make conversation with you, but they're not at the top of your priority list. If somebody's interested in you, you're gonna be a priority. And what a lot of us do, and I'm gonna make a video on this shortly, is that we make so many excuses for these men, and we give them the benefit of the doubt. Stop giving men the benefit of the doubt. They don't deserve it. If it quacks like a duck, if it responds like a duck, it's probably a goddamn duck. Don't let him off the hook. Apply the pressure. I don't mean aggressively. If you're not gonna message me back, you know what? Forget about it. And I'll tell you about a quick story that I had like a while ago. Like a little while ago, I was seeing this guy and he was like very fine, very hot, and he knew it. Started off really well, messaging me, seeing me, whatever. And then he got really slack, he got really busy. But then he would reply my messages late, we having a full conversation, he'll go quiet, reply later on that evening or the next day. The last time he did that, I was like, oh, hey, where are you at? Sent him a little cute little photo or whatever. No nudes. Doesn't look cute little photo, like I was out. And then no reply. And then the next morning he sends me a voice note like, hey, so yeah, I'm so sorry. Yesterday was like a super busy day, blah, 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 blah. I hope you're well, you look nice as always, blah, 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 blah. Then I listened to the voice note and I just ignored it. And that was a little while ago. And today, guess who's calling me? Guess who's blowing up my phone? Him. And I have no interest because I even told this guy before, like, your communication is garbage, it's trash. He's like, oh, I honestly communicate with you more than I communicate with anybody else. I'm like, if that's your level of consistency, keep it. I'm good. I've moved on. And this is the thing, right, ladies? When you have options, you're not desperate, okay? I could easily be like, sorry, I've got options. Teddy. Everything I double, double.
Everything I double, double.
No, honestly, have options and stop putting all of your eggs in one basket. And even when you find someone that you like, don't be cutting. This might sound a little bit controversial. You meet someone and you like them and whatever, everything's going good, blah, blah, blah. That's not any reason for you to cut everybody off. Sorry. Until you've made a commitment, until you've made it official, you need to know that I've still got options. And this is not about hoeing or anything. You're just having conversations. You may be even going out on date. A lot of women, they don't know how to date multiple people. Like, they don't know how to do it. And I can admit, I was definitely that person. I didn't have time. To be honest, I didn't have time. But you need to know that you have options. Because when one egg cracks in that basket, you know you've got one over here, one over here, one over here, and you've got potentials here. You never want to feel like you don't have options. And you may be feeling like, oh, but it's easy for you, Brini, blah, 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 no, honey, you got options. You got options. There's been a thousand dating apps out there. Like, even putting yourself on a date, and I've actually bumped into one of the girls, and she was like, I downloaded Hinge, and look at all the guys in my inbox. I was like, hey, girl, I'm glad I can inspire you. But even just to have guys to talk to, it doesn't have to be a date. To know that you have options honestly takes the weight off you and the pressure off you to be, it has to be this guy. And you also fall back and allow him to chase you and to pursue you. Because a lot of the time, y'all are just bored. You're bored because you put all your eggs in one basket. So you're literally sitting by the phone waiting for that person to call. You're on Instagram, checking their social media all the time. Like, you're desperate. You're not chill, you're not relaxed because you put all of your eggs in one basket, you met this guy, you cut everybody off because you think that you was doing the right thing. Has he even cut everybody off? Are you even at that stage of cutting everybody off? No, keep your options open. And I'm sorry. I don't care who don't love it. I don't care. This is like a fact. The less options you have is the more desperate you are. And the more desperate you are is the more you're going to be making wrong decisions. If this is your dating period, if it's a dating stage, your dating period, enjoy that ish. Enjoy it. And to be honest, a lot of you guys need to get a life, because the reason why you are so pressed about this person is because you don't have a life. Like, you literally don't have a life. So my advice is that you get a life, you get some hobbies, you get something that you're interested in, except for relationships, and you have fun. Like, you just chill out about it. Like, every single date is not a marriage proposal. Doesn't matter how much you like them. And you also want to be sure that you really do like this person, that you've really got to know this person, and it's not infatuation. And I'll say one thing. A guy has to like you more than you like him. And that's on period. I didn't start. A guy needs to like you more than you like him. And the only way you're going to know that if you let him pursue you, if you let him hunt you down. Even if you proper like him, contain yourself. Control yourself. If you're tempted to call him, call your friend. If you're tempted to text him, text your friend. Say, sis, help me. Fall back. See what he would do if you didn't, if that makes sense. And some of us, we've got to master the art of being unbothered, even when we're bothered. Yes, you want that good night text. Yes, you want to talk to him more. Yeah, that first conversation that you had for 3 hours was so amazing, and you want another one. Let him initiate those things. Let him initiate a date. Let him initiate it. Let him initiate it. Let him be a man. Let him be masculine. And one thing that you ladies need to pay attention to is consistency. Consistency is king. I know what it's like to have someone interested in me. So anything else short of that It's rubbish. Oh, sorry, I was so busy. Meanwhile, check your Instagram and you're actually at a bar, you're at a club, you're at an event. So busy that you couldn't text me back. You know what? Sometimes you're gonna have to have a little pride and ego and self-worth and self-esteem to be like, do you know who I am? Okay, once is fine. Okay, you late message. Twice, am I a mug? Three times, am I a fool? Four times, you thought. Nah, we ain't doing that, okay?
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.